You're tuned in to CITR 101.9 FM, broadcasting from unceded Musqueam territory at the University of British Columbia in Canada. And this afternoon, for the next hour till 4 p.m., we have special guests here in the studio, a rock and roll band from all the way from Seattle. They go by the name of VATS, V-A-T-S, and we're going to hear a live set from them right now, and afterwards going to get them to swing into the studio here for a nice chat. So without further ado, I'm going to pass it over to the group.
Hello.
Called Ficus.
Oh,
it down a little now. A cool, cool little number.
Thank you.
securities here. People of this campus are really loving us right now. While they're trying to study, they're just watching us, not knowing what to do.
Make it.
this is the last one that we have prepared for. We got an empty room.
Is this thing still on?
So we'll see
what
happens.
This is for all you security guards out there.
Yes.
Wild. That was Vats from Seattle live here at CITR 11.9 FM. We are going to get them to swing on over here to the studio to join me for a chat, but going to let them rest, possibly get some water, and chat afterwards. Right now, they played a show last night with another group from Seattle known as Casual Hex, who just put out a new tape called Fleshed Out. We're going to hear a track from that, then probably some Swim Team, and then we'll get the folks from VATS here live in studio. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM.
Thank you. listen.
Radio is an important means of communicating 3,000 years of habit in terms of diapering of babies.
Well, please tell me more.
Because radio reaches people, including those hard-to-get young people. Radio goes where they go and talks their language, recognizing the importance of contemporary sound.
And the sounds are instantly recognizable as belonging to the in-groups currently on top of the charts.
CITR, 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
It's wild.
Do you like friends? Well, we like you. So become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends on Commercial Drive, like 10% off at Stormcrow Tavern, High Life Records, Audio Pile, Mintage Clothing, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
And you are tuned in, still, to CITR 11.9 FM. Hopefully you're still tuned in. Because if you have been tuned in for the last half hour, you would have heard a live in-studio performance from a group called Vats, and they're now live in studio joining me. How are you all doing?
We're doing well. We're kind of tired right now.
I bet.
Because the show at Redgate last night got done at like 2:30.
Yeah.
Which is different from Seattle, I feel.
It's unique to that venue. They always have their shows just run super late, and it takes a little bit out of you, for sure, just being there in that dim area for so long. Great shows, but
yeah. Everybody was really good.
I like the space. It seems really professional these days. Like, mm-hmm. Their sound system seemed really legit.
Yeah. Do you want to quickly go around, introduce yourselves, and say what you do in the band?
Yeah.
Maybe a concept of what the band is.
Oh, wow. Concept. Ooh.
My name is JJ, and I play drums in Vats, and I also sing.
In Vats?
In Vats.
My name is Gabriel. I play the guitar, and I also do whatever I want. No, I'm just kidding. I do play guitar, and I sing. And we all write songs together.
And my name is Sarah, and I play bass and sing.
And our band is a pop band.
Pop group, pop rock.
All right. Gabe.
Yeah. That is a very nice, vague concept. Yeah, I don't know. I haven't thought about it for a while since we first started. Like, I think when we first started, we all had different ideas of what we wanted to do.
But now, since we all write songs together.
Yeah, it's kind of,
it's flowy.
It's morphed.
I think what we like is we like all the songs to be somewhat different from each other. Like to have like some slow ones, some jazzier ones, some like punker ones.
For me, it's like it makes it more challenging to try to do things that way, which I think I need in order to like stay
interested. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So last time you came through town, I also had you on my show, The Burrow on Mondays.
And a different station, right?
And a different location. So, that included, what have been the improvements? What has changed from Vancouver since last time you were here? There are new impressions that you can take away.
Oh, new impressions of Vancouver, the city.
Of Vancouver, yeah. Anything?
I think there was a Starbucks on Hastings.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Yeah. Who knows if that's a good thing or not.
Well, it seems like maybe because we were hanging out with Catty Yoon a lot. Hi, Catty Yoon. I know you're listening at Horses. We were introduced to a lot of different events yesterday. We went to like three different things. Mm-hmm. Like we went to a comic book. Well, I don't know if you.
It was like a design, publication.
Like a publication, like a physical.
Printed art.
Yeah.
Oh, that
physical
the art
publication
book fair.
Place.
Yeah, and Catty Yoon did like a reading there.
She
and
did a poetry reading.
And we noticed that like a lot of places we went there, it seems like there's a thriving community for people that are doing like publications and like
printed
design.
Yeah.
Which exists in Seattle, but maybe it seemed a little more like, I don't know, like it was
fleshed
more
out.
Oh my goodness. Or maybe we just somehow know the best people. Like, I kind of feel like, really though, I feel like we met really good people who do cool things. So maybe we're just exposed to it more here or something. Because, like, we were just following around Catty Yoon and we went to three events.
But it seemed like everyone else I talked to, like people outside of that that I talked to, were like, yeah, I just came from like a show. And before that, I was at this other like type of like creative thing. And I was like, oh, wow, it seems. I don't know if it's just because we don't live here. And it always seems like, you know, grass is greener is almost. Greener,
yeah.
So, yeah, but,
right.
Yeah. It seemed very bustling.
I don't know if I could like say what the differences are between last time we were here and now. I mean, I think Redgate is probably the most legit place we've played so far.
Yeah, last time we played, the cops came, and this time the cops did not come. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that was a big improvement.
Yeah, that was a big improvement.
Yeah, that's good. So here, security came a little bit here at the empty building.
Well, I see about four people out there studying.
How did you find this space here? Is that good experience?
We used maps.
Is
it? I was kidding.
Well, it seems like your station must have been doing well if you could like build a whole new space for it.
It took a while, yeah, but we're here in this fishbowl.
Yeah,
I kind of like it.
It's very like professional in here.
Yeah, it looks professional, but then they're like. And I'm sitting here doing this, and we're, you know, we're surviving, I guess.
Yeah.
Musically, what do you think has changed? One thing I've noticed, everyone has different hair color than the last
time. Yeah, we've kind of like, we've inverted.
It's switched, yeah, it's kind of inverted.
Yeah.
Other than that, any other dynamics in the group that have changed? More vocals from the drums now?
Yeah. I try to sing more, and yeah, I think we're just trying, like, we want it to be more like more layers definitely, and like maybe a little poppier than before, like lighter. I don't know, that's what
maybe
I
maybe a little lighter, yeah, or like just more of a variety
more
of
hooks.
Different types of songs.
Mm.
Yeah, like we have the like slower jazzier one now that I really like playing a lot, and it's I feel like it's different from other songs, but I want all of our songs to be somewhat different, I guess.
Mm.
I don't know.
With some sort of coherence between them.
Yeah, which is kind of hard to avoid, I think, for any band.
Right.
Like, you kind of just have, like, when people work together, you definitely have, like, a solid sound.
You fall into certain...
Another thing, too, I think, is maybe the dynamic of Gabe starting a different band, too. I don't know if that's helped, like, you change in any way, but, you know, that definitely adds something, right?
Well, like I think being involved in two things that are very active has made me more excited about being involved in music.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that has definitely passed over to Vats. And also we have recently recorded a record that's going to be coming out, so I think that has been a nice motivation. And it's like as a long-term goal that we've been able to work on, so it's helped to us.
Yeah, I was going to ask about new record coming out. Any,
we have a full length coming out sometime around early summer, late spring, depending on when the record press
gets it's a, back it's to a us. Process. You never really know when it's going to
happen.
It's always later than you think, too, it seems.
So before you release tapes, so this is the first actual vinyl you're putting out.
Oh, yeah.
Has it been fascinating to find out how that works?
Yeah, it has. Well, for me, like on a personal level, this is something I've always wanted to accomplish. I've been in bands for like 6 or 7 years, mm-hmm. and I've never like been in a band this long, and let alone like had something come out like this, like a physical thing like this. So that's mm-hmm. like really, really exciting for me.
Yeah, and it's for me, like what feels the most satisfying about it is that every person that's working on it is somebody that we know from Seattle. So it feels kind of more special. Like the person who's doing the art is like someone we know, and the person who's putting
like
it
press
out.
Photos and like
our friends are doing
recording
the photos, right. And like our friend recorded it.
The only thing is mastering. That's the only person I think
we
don't know.
I don't know that guy, but like he's one person removed. We learned what mastering is.
Yeah,
right.
It's
very
that's like vague world. I don't really understand it, but
yeah. But somehow the songs come out differently somehow.
Yeah, yes. It's actually, I could see the difference now. I'm like, wow, okay, I get it.
other thing, the show last night, you have props. There is a big poster that you had.
Yeah. So there's actually the story behind that is it's this banner that I made for a music video that involves a lot of green screen. And that's one of the things that is like behind us. when we're like in front of a green screen and also behind us in the video while we're playing live. So I made it and it's so big and I was like, we might as well just get it laminated and like bring it to some shows because that would be fun.
It's kind of a big ordeal, but I think it was worth it. So last night was the first night we've actually used it. And so, but we kind of got there early and we had to set it. We had to like hole punch and like put twine and like
kind of like a high school project,
like
but,
tie you know, like cool. twine up and like, you know, it seemed, it's a lot of work. Like, I don't know if we'd want to bring it to every show, but it really is fun.
Yeah. Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It's like a statement, you know?
Yeah, yeah. Everyone who like hasn't seen you are like, oh, they have
wow.
a poster.
They must, okay. It's <what yeah>. a big deal yeah. if they have this thing.
Yeah. That's funny. Okay. So going to play a couple quick songs. I'm going to start with Tough Customer, who
is
a new band from Katayoon, who you played with last night and you were mentioning earlier. And then I might get a couple of requests from the group before we come back to sign off. So you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM live in studio with Vats. Thank you. the freeze at the end of the video. Classic touch. That was Ring Ring by ABBA, suggested by Gabe from Vats. And before that, we heard Lena Lovitch, who we found out from the video was born in Detroit, and her mother was from Yugoslavia. Fascinating info. Okay, so we are just about wrapping up. We got 2 minutes, and Nick is on next with La Fiesta, so stay tuned for that at 4.
Ooh, La Fiesta. That
sounds fun. Any last words from Vats? Thank you for coming out here, even after Late Show last night.
We love Vancouver. It's always so nice to be here, and I love it.
Great. Any deep perspectives from the road?
Ooh, we're about to play a song called Perspective.
Yeah. Next. Oh, yeah, I actually didn't even Wow. Okay.
Deep perspectives from the road.
All changes.
Be safe out there on the road. Be safe.
Even if you can't see it right now.
Oh, my God.
All right. Great. Well,
bye.
Thank you all for coming. Thank you. Stay tuned for La Fiesta. Listening to CITR 101.9 FM.